Our guest at the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby, and Francis is the outreach specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare. Francis, good morning.
Good morning.
Francis, we like to have on from time to time to talk about one thing and another having to do with healthcare. And Francis, you expressed to me some concern about people putting off health screenings because of the coronavirus situation. Now, we've heard about that for a while, but now we've had this resurgence, and we may be, you know, back to that stage again, that particular place again.
Unfortunately, I think it's been a continued issue. I was reading and watching some news in regards to screenings, and the doctors, I believe it was from Texas Oncology, were saying that their screenings have been down 90%. So I know in my family history, I have a mom that had breast cancer, and we had more years with her because she got a mammogram. Unfortunately, when mammograms when people are not getting their mammograms or their annual screenings, whatever those are, the diagnosis is at a later stage sometimes, and that affects the outcomes. So we don't want people to put off things, particularly because in instances when it's an early stage, there are little to no symptoms. So you may be feeling perfectly healthy, whereas the screening is going to find something minute that can be handled with a better outcome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Hunt Regional is able to do all screenings as of now?
Currently, we are able to do what they're calling elective procedures. There are some counties that have limited that or have stopped that due to the numbers in their particular counties. But in Hunt County, we are able to currently do those procedures. So we talk to your family or primary care physician to find out more details.
And there have been people who would put this off, even though the screenings were available, just because they were afraid to go to the hospital and to, you know, be exposed to the coronavirus. But you all have taken exceptional care to minimize that concern.
We are certainly trying to limit the hospital's exposure and everyone's exposure by putting some things in place. Obviously, the CDC recommendations. We do have limited visitor hours. We do have limit on the visitors, et cetera.
So you've limited what should be the concerns that people have for just coming to the hospital to do normal routine things.
Again, working with the Hunt County COVID Task Force and the CDC recommendations, et cetera, we have done everything that we feel is prudent in order to limit. Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about visitors and some of the rules concerning coming to visit someone in the hospital here in a moment or two. What are some, you mentioned breast cancer screenings. What are some other examples of screenings that people can have done that they should not put off?
Well, the ones particularly are those kind of annual or ones that are set by a certain age based on recommendations. One is pap smears for females. Colonoscopies is another big one that most people want to put off anyway. But unfortunately, diagnosing those cancers in the early stages really increases the outcome and what they call the survival rate. So it really pays to get those things done. The recommendation for colonoscopies is if you're 40 to 45, you should start getting that first colonoscopy. And again, you want to get your primary care physician, family physician involved in that. But certainly we want to get that baseline, that early detection, et cetera.
We're talking with Francis Dalby, and Francis is an outreach specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare in Greenville. Now, you mentioned visitors coming to the hospital, and Hunt Regional put out a news release. They've actually put out a couple of them, but there was a one put out just in the past few days, again, updating the rules concerning visitors coming to the hospital. So visiting hours are 9 to 11 in the morning and 6 to 8 in the evening. And just kind of scanning this, Francis, one thing that stands out is by and large, you're kind of limited to one visitor a day, whatever your circumstances are there in the hospital.
Correct. And even, you know, if it's a running in, like for instance, we have some physicians here in the hospital as well. They're in a separate building, but it's all attached. So even limiting those visitors coming into the physician's part of the building is important as well. So if it's not necessary for you to bring a visitor, then certainly try to consider that as well coming in. But yes, as far as inpatients, it is limited to one visitor per patient.
Mm-hmm. And there are exceptions made for end of life decisions. That's some of the saddest stories that I've heard in this whole thing is with elderly people. But so there's some exceptions made in those kinds of situations.
Correct.
Yeah. So then we're almost out of time, but I see also it says in this news release, urgent care has resumed normal operating hours. And define urgent care just in one sentence or so.
So urgent care are those things that you may need to take care of quickly, but not something that you would need to go to the emergency room for. So emergency room is that heart attack,
right?
Those stroke, those kinds of symptoms. Your urgent care would be, oh, I need to get stitches probably, those types of things.
Something in between the emergency room and going to your family physician.
Yeah, something that could wait versus...
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good. So those hours now are 10 to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 5 on Sunday. Frances,
yes,
thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, and she's an outreach specialist with the Hunt Regional Healthcare in Greenville. And you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETL.